You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, and our beloved children, we welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 11th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1445. It is in this honorable month the Miladun Nabi alayhi salatu salam took place, the auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salam took place. It is during this month that the Hijrah took place, the migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina.
You want to move and leave from there and carry on to Medina Munawwarah, the first of Rabiul Awwal,
and that is the beginning of the journey of the Hijrah. If you study Tabaqat ibn Sa'ad, now everything of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is documented. He counts from there, from Ghar-e Thawr, right up to Masjid-e Quba, and says he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sani Asnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, stopped at 23 manazil. 23 stops would take him, and everything is documented. So if you count from Makkah to Medina, central point to central point, so it will be 25 points, and 25 stops the Master alayhi salatu salam made. When he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, entered in Rabiul Awwal, the area where Masjid-e Quba is today, there the people, the Najjar tribe used to live. Najjar means the carpenters. You see, when I entered, I see these small children here. You sleeping. You never started. You're playing like this, catching fish. How many fish you cook? Huh? So you must remember this. So I met them, all these children here. I see they want to sit near me, you see. So I made dua for all of them. They become hafiz, you see. So one day what happened was, in the starting of our career 20 years ago, so I was here in Durban, so one father came and told his son, this is AK, this is AK. So Bichara, the son, Bichara Masoom now, he said, Papa, how he came out from the radio? What a googly he gave his father, you know. Father was pulled out, you must remember this thing, you see. So you must, and then the big chips also get mixed up. Now, just few months ago, one chief contacted me, and I was speaking to him on the phone. He was asking something. He said, but I want to ask you something. How are you managing two things? You're speaking to me, but I can hear you on the radio. I said, you don't know. He said, what? I told him, I got jinnats, so I can do teeth. He fell for the trick. He said, what? I said, yes. So afterwards, I told him, this is live, I'm speaking to you, and that's a recording. People are naive, somebody is. See the children, brothers of Medina Munawwara. See our Shaykh Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, our Shaykh who read now. What is it? Bashir, Shaykh Bashir who read now. If you only understood the words, excellent words, inshallah we're going to record it and we'll play it on Barakas, inshallah. So my brothers, we must know what is Ishqun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The daughters of Medina went out. They don't know. They never saw the Master alayhi salam. They never saw Saniya's name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. They went one day, came back disappointed. Second day and third day, now they see. That the two greatest personalities, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the most precious, the most beloved to all Almighty Allah in the entire universe. And in this ummah, the greatest personality is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now they're entering. The daughters of Medina, you children, you must learn this. So what happens? They are small, young girls, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. They have the doof. You can say doof or duff, both is permissible. So with their hands, they are hitting the duff and they're making istiqbal and welcoming the Master alayhi salam there in Quba. Remember, they are the daughters of the carpenters. نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ Oh, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq, we are the daughters of the Najjar tribe of the carpenters. نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ يَا حَبَّذَا مُحَمَّدٌ مِّن جَارِ In Ibn Majah, you will find this poem also. Today we are elated, delighted, so happy. You have become our neighbor, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See people, are we really happy to take the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching and we become the neighbor of the Master alayhi wa sallam? When we practice on that, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So incident number one, you must know that the hijrah started on the 1st of Rabiul Awwal, and that's how our hijri calendar started. فَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ So that ayat is showing you that min awwali yawmin, our Islamic calendar will start from the hijrah, remember this. There's no time now, but let's go on with our topic of Rabi'ul Awwal. Let's fast forward. It is the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal, in the 10th year of the hijrah. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son. All the children came from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Two sons and four daughters, Qasim and Abdullah. Abdullah was known as Tayyib and Tahir. The four daughters, Zainab and Fatima radiallahu anha and Umme Kulsum and Ruqayya radiallahu anhunna ajma'in. But remember Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha, she gave birth to Ibrahim, Ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's only 18 months old, brothers, and now he's in Sakarat. They call the Master alayhi salatu salam. The Master alayhi salatu salam holds his son. وَعَيْنَاهُ تَزْرِفَانَ The Mubarak tears of the Master start rolling down. Sahaba are there. وَأَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم You also crying, weeping. See the words Nabi alayhi salam said. Many of us here, we lost our parents, we lost our near and dear ones. We as Muslims don't cry because of death, brothers and sisters in Islam. We cry because of judai. We cry because of separation. Habibuna Rasulullah rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh my beloved son, you're only 18 months old and today you are leaving us. I cannot talk to you. I cannot walk with you. And my tears are rolling down. When we cry, we unintentionally, that is rahmah. The Master alayhi salatu salam taught the ummah a lesson. Even at a time of sadness and grief, we must learn to fulfill hukukullah, hukukul ibad, the rights of Almighty Allah and the rights of creation simultaneously. No complaint. Why, my son? Then the Master alayhi salam gave great tidings to his beloved son. And for you, لَمُرْضِيَ مُسْتَرْضِعًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ That you will have a foster mother. She will continue breastfeeding you in Jannah as well. See. You know where Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried? So you must remember when you enter Baqi. The first time a Sahabi passed away, Bada Hijrah, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered there in Medina Munawwara was who? So Uthman bin Ma'is, I get wahid. He said, read. So he read, Al-feel, wal-feel, wa ma adraka mal-feel, like al-qari'a, wal-qari'a, wa ma adraka mal-qari'a, al-haqa, wal-haqa, wa ma adraka mal-haqa, like that. So he said the elephant, and the elephant, what will make you understand what the elephant? So he said, this is his wahi. Khutubuhu taweel, it was a long trunk, was a nabuhu qasir, and a short tail. Even his votaries told him, you know, Musaylim Azhar, you keep quiet, you talk nonsense like this. You understood? So you must remember this. Yes, he got wahi, but not from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُكُمْ Then the shaitan, Lucifer and his cronies, they incite people. They tell them to do crazy things. Just now my brother, Hafiz Muhammad Basa, is bringing me. So I said, let me just see my phone. You know, in the morning we have a program, news, interviews. And mashallah, the non-Muslims, they wake up early, you know, 4 o'clock, 4:30. So, and I speak about them. So tomorrow, if you're listening, we'll start about 20 to 5, 4 to 5, inshallah. So imagine that today's news, I just saw there in my phone. So they say, you must remember that in one of the European countries, the gays got together in the church and they had a gay orgy in the church. So this is the people. They are the agents of Shaitan and Lucifer and Iblis. Imagine who in his right mind can be gay. They're not even
natural. It's not Adam and Steve business. It's Adam and Steve business. And they don't know where to park for them. They park in the entry, park in the exit, park in the loading zone, park in the parking. For them is pullu halal zonke lungile. They shayateen the haramis. What else can you say? And you go in the church and do these things here. And they're very proud about it. You see. That is shaitan's agents. You must remember this type of thing. Just park anywhere. You must remember these things. So brothers, Islam came, you must remember. So the enemies, now they say, no, we must compete with the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there was one person from Yemen, Aswad Anasi. So he said, I am getting wahi. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, someone, one of you must go and liquidate him. So who went? Fayruz al-Daylami. Fayruz al-Daylami. There are two Fayruz, you must remember. One is Fayruz, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu warda. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise takes place on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal on a Monday in the 11th year of the Hijrah. This incident takes place on the 9th of Rabiul Awwal in the 11th year of the Hijrah. Fayruz radiallahu anhu, we say in our dialect, in our languages and vernacular, we say Firoz. So it's fine, Firoz, but Fayruz is the proper pronunciation. So anyway, let's carry on. So Fayruz Daylami radiallahu ta'ala goes on the 9th of Rabiul Awwal, he liquidates him for Aswad Anasi, dispatches him to Jahannam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mission accomplished and Aswad Anasi is no more. What did the Master alayhi salam tell him? This is 3 days before the Master alayhi salatu salam's demise. Qad faza Fayruz. Qad faza Fayruz. Oh Fayruz, you are successful. You sent one of the imposters, people who are claiming to be Nabi, and they are mutanabbi in Arabic, you say, an imposter, and you dispatched him straight to hellfire. So see, this is khatm nubuwwat. How you must defend the honor, namus sahaba, namus Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka tahaffuz karna farz hai. To protect the honor of the Master alayhi salatu salam, to protect the honor of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha and the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam and the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salam is compulsory in Islam. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. See. There's another Fayruz. Who's that Fayruz? Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reading salat, performing salat, Surah Yusuf, Fajr time. And he came with his dagger, and he's a Majusi fire worshipper, Zoroastrian. And then he stabs him, attacks him, while Sayyidina Umar is the imam. Sayyidina Umar falls down, Abdurrahman bin Auf comes and continues with the salat, istikhlaf takes place. Istikhlaf means you become the deputy and you continue with the salat. Long story cut short, so you must remember, Sayyidina Umar's dua is accepted, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom. Ye in Madina Munawwara, and make, ya, grant me martyrdom in your path, Ya Allah, and let me pass away in the city of the Master, alayhi salam. But this Umar, wa ma adwaka man Umar. Umar asked for that. Allah loves Umar so much, radiallahu anhu warda. Oh, Umar will give you greater than that. You are buried right next to the Master, alayhi salam, and right next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sani, his name, radiallahu anhu.
That is Umar radiallahu anhu. So who is the person who attacked and tried to assassinate and really assassinated Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? Fayruz al-Majusi. You go to, you must remember this, brothers. Don't dream. You must understand these issues. It was the 5th of Rabiul Awal. I'm in Iran from 1st Rabiul Awal to 13th Rabiul Awal 2013. I didn't know, obviously. So I had my guide Zari. So Zari and me, we made a deal, you see. So I told Zari, because when you change $1 at that time, so one US dollar, you got 33,000 Iranian riyal. So I felt very happy. I gave $100 bill in my pocket. I had million riyals, you know. First time in my life, I'm a millionaire, you know. So I told Zari, we do like this. Because anything I tell him, he says not on the list, you know. So I say, Zari, you see, when we have lunch, because breakfast we have, and then before supper we come back. When we have lunch, you must order 5-star everything, you see. And I'll pay for it. You see, Nanika Fatiha, you know. So this type of thing. You know Nanika Fatiha. So this is Nanika Fatiha, you understand? So that he must eat, drink to his full, and I'll pay for it. I got so many money of the other to do with it, you see. So anyway, so now he became my side. So whatever I tell him, he say, yeah, it's in the list. You know, understood? So I told him I want to go here. He said, I'll take you. You see. So it was the 5th of Rabiul Awal. The place is called Kashan. Kashan is very famous for carpets. So there, in the city of Kashan, they put up the Kufar Shia, they put up a big mazar and a shrine and mausoleum for him. He's dead in Medina, dispatched to Jahannam. But they put up one big mausoleum and mazar for him, Fayruz al-Majusi. But they don't call it that. On top is written, I saw with my own eyes, and they call it Baba Shuja'uddin. That you did the bravest action. Our worst enemy is Umar, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, and you liquidated him and you martyred him. See, one side is Firuz al-Daylami, radiallahu anhu. This side is Firuz al-Majusi al-Jahannami. So you must know all these things. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And his beloved Nawasa, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, is on a member. The master, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu salam is looking at the Sahaba, then looks at his beloved Nawasa, grandson, sip to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Arabic, you say, and he says, Inna bni hada sayyidun. The master says, alayhi salatu salam, this grandson of mine is a leader. لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah will use him to reconcile the Muslims. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's demise took place. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. Ramadan, 17 Ramadan, the 40th year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is martyred. They in Kufa. And remember Abdurrahman bin Muljim. He is the murderer. And he lands up in Jahannam. The last words of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'aba. I take qasam on Almighty Allah, who is the owner, possessor of the Baytullah, I am successful. Who will be the Khalifa after him? His son, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. But Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu said, this is not right. We have two camps, like two parties. So he is there in Iraq, he resigns. From there he goes right to Damascus, Dimashq, and he tells Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this is on 25th of Rabi'ul Awal, the year 41 after Hijrah, is known as Amul Jama'ah, the year of reconciliation. And he says, O Amir Muawiyah, I am resigning, you become the Khalifa. And he accepted, and the whole entire Ummah, now one Khalifa, one ruler, one Amirul Mu'mineen. And that is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So 6 months after Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu martyrdom, his beloved son Sayyidina Hassan was Amirul Mu'mineen, and he handed over the mantle of Khilafat and leadership to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Therefore, the year 41 is known in Arabic Amul Jama'ah, the year of unity and reconciliation. You know, from the year 41 right up to the year 60, 22nd of Rajab, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is Khalifa of this Ummah.
almost 19 and a half, 20 years, but today people want to speak against him. Our people, some of them. Think what we are doing, brothers. So we must know what happened. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In all these events, in all these incidents, there are lessons to be learned. But who will take these lessons? You must remember the people of intelligence. Come to the Imams. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. Did you ever read a book on Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal, that's his full name, rahmatullah alayh. He was born, wulid abi Baghdad, wadufi abi Baghdad. So he passes away on 12th Rabiul Awwal, the year 241. This is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's greatest teacher, Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's greatest student, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. See the link. Imam Bukhari, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Shafi'i's teacher, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i's teacher, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, and then Imam Muhammad goes to Imam Abu Hanifa. You see the link how it goes. You must know the Asanid. If you don't know Asanid and you don't know chain of transmission, then you never understood Islam. Montgomery Watt is an Orientalist, min al-mustashriqeen. He wrote in his book, Formative Period, that you Muslims, you are the only people on the face of the earth, you have the science of transmission. You have Asanid. I studied your books. Non-Muslim is a priest. He never embraced Islam. But he wrote books on Islam. And what he said that I studied and I found a profile of 500,000, half a million reporters, narrators in your hadith kitab. And I'm amazed at the amount of consistency I found in it. I'm giving you the book, I'm giving you the reference on. The book's name is The Formative Period. And the author is Montgomery Watt, non-Muslim. And this is what he writes. You go ask the Christians. You hear in the morning if you listen. They tell me, like today, yesterday 63 people embraced Islam during the Q&A. Hada min fadli rabbi. Hada rahmatu min rabbi. Today I think it was, or yesterday one priest came. AK, I want to challenge you. We prepared to have debate with you. I said, ahlan wa sahlan. I ask you three questions. Quickly before the debate starts. That which Bible you believe in? You believe in the King James Version? Or you believe in the New International Version? Or you believe in the New Edition? You got so many different versions of the Bible, the versions are getting confused. You must remember that, and you're blowing their fuses. You must remember this kind of things there. Then I asked them, they tell you, you say Jesus is God. If Jesus is God, then how come he was crucified? God being crucified and buried in the tomb? Then who was running the world? If you say Jesus is the only son of God, then how come God didn't help his only son? If he didn't help his only son, how is he going to help you? So before that finished, the whole debate got finished. So brothers, we must have tos dalail. When we speak, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. We must have proper knowledge, firm the knowledge. And when we speak, then we know that we are quoting from Quran, Hadith and their books and so forth. So we must remember Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. Do you know what he did, my brothers? Come, I tell you three. You ulama students and those of you who know Arabic, you should read the book Manaqib Ahmad bin Hanbal by Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, thick book like that. Then you will know who Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, is there in Iraq. The exchange of government. The Mu'tazilites, the rationalists, the people who want to understand everything in Islam through logic, they came into power. They call Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Oh Imam Ahmad, what you say of Quran Sharif? Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-mu'jizat al-kubra. So 6,236 verses, 114 chapters and surahs, 540 ruku and sections. And is it makhluk or ghair makhluk? Makhluk means it was created. And ghair makhluk means it is eternal. Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be abadi, azali, eternal. So Allah's kalam also is eternal, always abadi, azali. He said, it's abadi, azali, ghair makhluk, not created. They said, watch out. If you're going to continue, we will punish you. He said, do whatever you want to. Thus, my brothers, sisters, children, you listening, children? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's title is Imamu Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He said, do what you want to. In full view of the public, they took him for this giant al-Imam al-Jalil there in Iraq. And you must remember, they bent him. And then they whipped him. The first time they hit him, he said, Bismillah. Second time they whipped him and lashed him, he said, Alhamdulillah. Third time they whipped and lashed him, he said, لَيُّسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. That nothing will afflict us except what Allah has decreed. While they were busy, his izhar was about to fall. His izhar was about to fall. He looks to the heavens and sky. In Urdu, you will translate, Ya Allah, meri laaj rak. Ya Allah, meri izzat rak. I'm doing all this for your kalam, for your kitab, Ya Allah. So, karamatan lihadal imam al-jaleel. Allah wants to show humanity and this ummah. What was sacrifices our giants made? You must remember that. So he, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah's izhar came back, and Allah saved his honor. What honor? The day he passes away, 800 on 12 Rabiul Awwal, and the year 241, you must remember that, 800,000 people attended his janazah salat. 20,000. Karamat ba'dal wafat. Karamat and honor for the imam after his demise. So 20,000 people approximately accepted, embraced Islam after he passed away. I went to his Qabr Mubarak next to the Tigris River, mashallah. So my brothers, you must understand who we are talking about. My honorable Ustad and Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahib, I heard him saying this once myself. He said, Ek Martaba, when Imam Shafi, rahimullah, Imam Shafi was born in 150 in Gaza. He passed away 204 in Cairo. He left Baghdad in 199 Hijrah. These are all Hijrah dates. So the people asked him, oh Imam Shafi'i, you're the genius, you're leaving us, who must we go to? He said, go to him. He is afqah, a'lam, atqa, Ahmad bin Hanbal. He is the genius, he's the giant, he's got knowledge, he's got taqwa, everything. He is in charge. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal would continue. Then all this happened. Imam Shafi'i, the teacher, is there in Cairo. He hears what happens to his celebrated student. That time, no, all these gadgets we got now, WhatsApp and email and all that, yeah. You know today how the emails fly to the females and all these things there. Yeah. So you must remember that. So he wrote a letter to his celebrated student. Oh, my beloved student Ahmed, I heard what they did to you. That kurta you wore that day, please send that kurta to me. Oh, my beloved student, what they did to you, send me that kurta of yours. So he sends it. Obviously, months pass by, letter comes, letter goes, kurta goes. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, takes the kurta of his beloved student, kisses it, and then washes it. And after washing that kurta, then he takes, you must remember, the water that was coming out of that kurta, and then he drinks. You understood, brothers? That is. Today, if you tell the student to make salam to the teacher or wash his kurta, you'll say, what you think, mate, tumhara khadim ho? You see, these are the giants of Islam. Understand these things here. Carry on, next incident. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he passes away in the year 179. So you must remember in the month of Rabiul Awwal, wama adraka man Malik. Who is Imam Malik, rahimahullah? You go ask Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, you are Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. So he said, Imam Bukhari, when we ask him, meaning you read the books. So what is the silsila to zahab, the best chain and the golden chain in Islam? He said, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, said, Malik An-Nafi An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu maqal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik reports from Nafi, Nafi reports from his teacher Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu ma, and he reports from the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See who is Malik. We teach his book, we study his book Mu'atta Imam Malik. You know why it's called Mu'atta? He says, when I wrote it, I took this book of mine, presented it to the kibarul muhaddisin, the genius and the experts in hadith, there in Medina Munawwara, and then they concurred with me and agreed with me, then we called it Muwatta Malik. So I tell you a few things of Imam Malik. Imam Malik was born in Medina Munawwara, he passes away in Medina Munawwara, Ishqun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, you know you are in Medina, you want to go for Umrah, you want to go for Hajj. Every week, every month, every 6 months, you can go. He didn't go. They only went once. For first Hajj, made Umrah, Hajj, everything came back. People ask him, why you don't leave? He said, how can I leave? When the Master alayhi salatu salam's court is here, when the Master alayhi salam is residing here, he should not wear shoes in Medina Munawwara. Imam Malik rahimahullah. Adaban li sahibi hadha al-qabr, out of respect for the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, is to walk bare feet everywhere. Imam Malik rahimahullah is the time Abbasite dynasty. Khalifa Harun Rashid comes for Umrah, for Hajj. And he tells Imam Malik, I want you, that you must now do certain things. What must I do, O Khalifa, O you Harun Rashid? He says, I'm going to take the Quran Sharif and place it on the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. I'm going to take your book, Muwatta Malik, and place it on the other side. I am the Khalifa. I'm going to impose upon the people that they all must follow Quran Sharif and Muwatta Malik. See what is Ikhlas. What is Ikhlas? Khulus mehe khulus. If we do things solely, only for the love of Allah, Allah will bring dunya at our feet. Imam Malik told Khalifa Harun Rashid, you got absolutely no right to do that. In me and you, we should be elated. Very good. You see? Said, you got no right to do that. Sahaba had difference of opinion, and you cannot impose upon this ummah, they all must follow me. How Sahaba had difference of opinion, after that also there's difference of opinion. Inna makhtalafu li ajli al-haq wa makhtalafu fil haq. Sahaba and fuqaha and jurors, they differed for the sake of truth. They did not differ in truth. Understand these things, dear brothers. We must know what is fiqh. Islam is one, but fiqh and jurisprudence, you can have different interpretation. Anbiya had one incident, two different verdicts with Dawood, with Sulaiman, idh yahkumani fil harth. Same incident, father Nabi Dawood alayhi salam gave a verdict. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam gave a different verdict. Allah praised them both. Wa kullan atayna hukma wa ilma. But Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam's verdict was better. For fahamnaha Sulaiman. So see, you can on secondary issues have diverse verdicts, remember that. So long story, so Imam Malik rahimahullah told him, you can't do that. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah had one door. And it was high, like how you see it now. So, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dili tamanna, heart's desire was, the door must be down, low, and you must have two doors, Dukhul and Khuruj. One side the entry, one side the exit. So he, Khalifa Harun Rashid said, I'm going to change it. So Imam Malik said, he was upset. He said, you, the rulers, you're playing with this Kaaba Musharrafa. One comes and put two doors. One comes, one door. The way you're carrying out the respect and the reverence of the Baytullah will disappear from the hearts of the people. We all indebted to Imam Malik rahimahullah. From that time onwards, nobody went and changed it and put two doors and all this thing. See. So he said, Imam Malik rahimahullah told Khalifa Harun Rashid, that what else you want to do? He said, in Masjid Nabawi, because in Medina, I want to appoint Imam Nafi, he's the Aqra'ul Qawm. He is the one who's a big Qari Sahib and the big Sheikh. He must be the Imam. Imam Malik said, you can't make him Imam. Three proposals, all three he rejected it. He said, but he's the greatest Imam, greatest Qari. Said, it's true. But if he makes a mistake in Salat, then people will think that what he's reading is correct, and then nobody will have the courage to rectify it. See what wisdom, insight, foresight they had and so forth. So then Khalifa Harun Rashid had to accept it. So Imam Malik rahimahullah, brothers, today, you know, it's very sad. You see, me and you, we come from an apartheid background. I mean, let us be honest about this. And this apartheid is brushed off onto us, you see. In the court of the master, alayhi salatu salam, there was no green fence and all these things there. The green fence and all that came in the year 888 Hijrah by Sultan Qatibai, 550 years ago, plus minus, more than that now. So, we're speaking of the earliest time, 179, Imam Malik passes away. So where the master, alayhi salatu salam, is resting, Imam Malik's place of dars and lesson was there. The students would gather there, al-Imam al-Shafi'i and all of them. So they were all the students of Imam Malik, rahimahullah. And he was given this honor. You Malik, you are A'lam bin Nas. You are the greatest person in that time in Medina. So right next to the master, alayhi salam, you teach. You give your lessons and so forth. You see? So you must remember in our time, there is a lecturer, is our ustad. Those of you who know Arabic, those of you who sit in the dars, in the lesson of the ulama. So there was an African sheikh. His family comes from Nigeria. Sheikh Umar Falata. He was given this honor that in Riyazul Jannah, for 49 years he taught ahadith, African. When we used to sit in his dars, in his lesson, you must remember, we used to go kiss his hand or we kiss him on the forehead and we sit there and then he teach. You must remember these type of things there. See why I mention about South Africa and apartheid and all these things there. One day, it's very sad, but I have to say it. So we must know what is Sirat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I told one South African, you see that man is my teacher. And he is one of the great scholars of hadith in our time. You know what he told me? In the masjid he told me, I just looked down and tears came out. He said that daki. You see, when you got that mentality, you won't go far in Islam. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, how Allah elevated him. The only man to give adhan on top of the Kaaba Musharrafah when Fateh Makkah took place. The first muazzin of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother passes away in Abwa. Now the father passed away before the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mother passes away. Who is going to take the master alayhi salam? He's 6 years old. Allah chose the African lady. Her name Baraka, her kunya Agnaman Umme Ayman radiallahu anha, and she takes the master. She has custody over the master. Kanat hadiratan li Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn, O Ummah, what is the seerah to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was her love for the master alayhi salam? Baraka radiallahu anha. Umme Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha. Open Muslim Sharif, you will find it. So, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma, after the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, they go to Umme Ayman's house. She's weeping and crying. They said, Ya Umme Ayman, Nabi alayhi salam is gone to a better place. He says, I know that. Then why are you crying so much? You're making us cry. She said, Inna al-wahya qadin qata'a. The master alayhi salam passed away, but with the master, the message also now is finished. The ta'alluq, the link between the arsh and the farsh, between the heavens and the earth is no more. No more wahi will come. Therefore I, the African lady, the lady who had the hadana and custody over Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm crying so much. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would meet her and call her, Ummi ba'da ummi. You are my mother after my biological mother. You understand what Islam did? This is what Islam did. You are in this masjid, brothers of Stenger, sisters of Stenger, children of Stenger. Kwaduguza? Kwaduguza. What it means, Haji Khalil? Kwaduguza? You're the big shot here. Hayazi. You don't know? Huh? Who knows Kwaduguza? Quick, quick, my time is going. See? The place you got lost. So you're all lost now. So you must remember this type, you must learn all these things here. Yeah? So anyway, I tell you Ajib wa Gharib story before we finish. Hazrat Maulana Shaykh al-Hadith Zakariya Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadah, who came 1981, I was here for the last week. We can't forget Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Tutla Sahib, our Maulana Padia Sahib, our Maulana Mufti Bashir Sahib, our Maulana Pandal Sahib, and so many others. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So all the khidmat they rendered and others also. So I want to tell you one quick story. And this is the truth. It's not some fairy tale. There are eyewitnesses to this. Our Ustad, one Ustad is Hazrat Mufti Ashik Ilahi Rahmatullah Alayhi. That he taught me also. So he migrated to Medina Munawwara. In Fahd's time, he's not the king, he's crown prince and all that. So now they want to make Tawsi'ah. They want to extend Masjid Nabawi. So Fahd was a person, he wants something, he wants it done. So they said, fine. So the ulama told him, but that one side you can't extend and expand the masjid. Why? The master, alayhi sallam, father, honorable father, Hazrat Abdullah is buried there. Now what? So he writes, he was remembered to the great, great muftis. He wrote to Mufti Ashik Ilahi, our Ustad. He said, what must we do now? They said, you do this. You see, these old people who are in charge of Medina Munawwara, when we went in the 70s, we saw the many of them, now you don't see them. They used to wear their jubbas and they used to have a cane in their hand. You must tell them, they must go inside and take out the Lash Mubarak and exhume the Master, alayhi salatu salam's honorable father. So the ulama agreed. But he said, not everybody can come. We will cordon it off, some selected ulama will come, and then they will hold the jasad athar of the Master, alayhi salatu salam's father. One of them was Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Muazakariya, Shaykhul Hadith Nawarullah. Understand who we're talking about, my brothers. We're not giving you fairy tales. You must know what the ulama did. And then from there, they took the master, alayhi salatu salam's father, and they placed in Baqi and so forth. So to give yourself a deen and see what will happen. That was the last i'tikaf and first of Shaaban, 1982. Hazrat Sheikh passes away and that is buried there in Medina Munawwara. So inshallah we'll continue tomorrow in Avalon. I got 2 minutes left. Jazakallah khair to all the trustees of this masjid and all the imams and all of you. And inshallah we make dua now. Make special dua for Aqsa al-Mubarak. You know the Jutlas, Haramis, what they're doing. And the Saudis are busy there. Now the delegation is there. And in the West Bank. And what? Our Muslims are selling out our first Qibla. So at least raise your hand and make dua, my brothers. Money, mom, you can't do. At least raise your hand. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, protect Aqsa al-Mubarak. At least do that, inshallah. All you flowers, children, you also must do that, alright? Inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karri ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan. Allahumma ij'alna min al-rashidin. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا حي يا قيوم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. We thank the capital group, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar and our brothers of the Sirius FM, Haji Yusuf Asmal and Faisal Asmal and all of you as well. Jazakumullahu khairan. Allah kabul for me.